Hey everybody, welcome to another exciting episode of Data Exposed. I'm your host, Scott Klein, and with me today is Asad. Asad's been here before. Asad, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Scott.
So today we're going to continue. Last time you were here, we basically did an introduction to, was it Storm, correct?
Yes, yes.
Right. And today we're going to kind of take a little tangent and talk about kind of BI with Spark, right?
That's right. So basically earlier we talked about quick overview of Spark, and again, Spark is a big platform in terms of it provides interactive data analysis, it provides the batch processing, machine learning, streaming.
Yeah.
So today we want to focus on one thing and go deep on that one.
Okay, perfect. Which is kind of the BI side, right?
That is the BI side,
right.
Yeah.
Cool. So what do you have for us?
So yeah, so basically last time where we actually spent more time was on this slide, which gives us an overview of like, What is Spark? What is HD Insight? And again, HD Insight is the big data service on Azure.
Mm-hmm.
And what we are enabling is a fully managed service for Spark.
Okay.
So people can walk in, they can create a Spark cluster. We provide you an SLA of 99.9% uptime.
Yep.
It comes with bunch of other stuff which we covered last time, which is like the notebooks, the machine learning through the notebooks,
yeah,
and the streaming capabilities. So basically, the bullet point we want to focus is BI, and within the BI, we want to talk about Tableau.
Okay.
So again, as we know, like Tableau is an awesome BI tool for doing interactive data analysis,
yep,
and building your reports. So we have been working very closely with the Tableau folks, and we have enabled a first-class support for Tableau plus HD Insight Spark.
Right. Okay.
So let's demo through it, and people will learn through it.
So the question would be, I think, at least the question I have is, you know, I'm sure you'll show this. You know, kind of what does Tableau bring to the table? Because when we talk BI, especially from the Microsoft side, people are familiar with the Power BI type of tools, right?
Yep.
So what does Tableau bring to the table that will enhance kind of the analytical side of things?
Yeah, so I think like the first thing is that it is all about choices.
Yep.
We want to give choice to our customers.
Mm-hmm.
As you mentioned, like we have Power BI, which is a very, very powerful and very popular tool out there. We have full support with Power BI and Spark. But it is all about enabling choices for the customer. So if someone is using, as you can see, the ClickView or SAP or Tableau, you want to make sure they get the best experience.
So if they already have these BI tools,
yes,
we're going to enable them to use our technology, but with their BI presentation.
That's right.
Perfect. Okay. Cool.
Okay. So let's jump in the demo. I think the first thing I want to show is that the way I got to this point is that I created a Spark cluster. So I went to the Azure portal,
mm-hmm,
and I clicked on the Spark, and I picked the name of the cluster, the size of the cluster, how many nodes I want, and where my data is. And I picked my storage account here, which is SetK, and then I clicked OK, and I got the cluster.
Yep.
So at this point, I already have the cluster. If I want to go through this, it takes like 15 minutes to come up
to
with spin that cluster.
Up. Yep. Okay.
The second thing is that once I have the cluster, then I shape the data and define a schema around it, because in the big data space, like the schema is defined on read.
Right.
So there are two ways to do that. I can use one of the notebooks, as I mentioned, and I point to one to my storage account, and I just say this is a CSV file,
mm-hmm,
and then I register it as a table, and then save it as a table.
Okay.
Those are, I think, critical points to notice, that since I want to save it as a table, so that when I connect through ODBC, I should be able to see that table.
Okay.
The other way is that I can use the Hive, because all these clusters support running Hive.
Right, yep.
So I can run a Hive script, and I can create an external table, and then I can create the crime table, which I will be using.
Mm-hmm.
And then the reason I created two is that the first was the raw text table, and then I created a Parquet table, which is very, very performant when you are on Spark.
Yep. Okay.
So both will work. You need to pick one. You don't need both of them.
Sure. Okay.
And once you have done that, like if you are in the notebook and you do things like you can say SQL show tables, you will see the table right there, which is the crime table, which I mentioned.
Yep.
And now you can say SQL describe the crime table and you can see the schema for that table. So what this table has is actually around 6 million records. Mm-hmm. This is all the crime that happened in Chicago from 2001.
Okay.
And they capture all of that. It is available as a public data set. So I downloaded that, uploaded into Azure storage. Mm-hmm. And then when I created a Spark cluster, I pointed to that storage file. And now I have the access. And then I created the table, cool, as I showed you.
Okay.
So now with these steps, so now you have the cluster. And you have defined the table around it.
Yep, the structure these, around it, yep.
Yep, and with these two things, you are good to go with your BI.
Okay.
And again, like this is one-time setup, then you can connect as many BI tools as you want.
Okay.
So I just fired up the Tableau. This is 9.0.
Okay.
And I go to the connectors which they have. So as you can see, they support a lot of connectors. One is the Spark SQL.
Okay.
So I click on that. I give the name of the cluster. So it is AssetK spark.azureHDInsight.net. The first part is the name of your cluster. The second part is pretty standard.
Yep.
Then you provide the port number, and the port number we support is 443. Mm-hmm. And now if you go and click on this thing, you will see the Azure HD Insight service. This is a key point. It is not a generic Spark connector. We worked with them, we have tested, this is fully supported for Spark on HD Insight.
Okay.
So this is what you pick from the drop-down, and then you can put your username and password. So Spark user and password, and then you can say connect. And at this point, through the ODBC connector, we will go and connect to our Spark cluster. So as you can see, it was pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
Then I click on the schema, I click on the search button, and then it will search for all the databases. Spark supports multiple databases.
Okay.
All my tables are in the default. So I click on the default, and then I say search for all the tables that are in the default.
And there's all your tables.
So exactly the same tables that you which I showed you in the notebooks. Now you see over here.
Right in Tableau.
So now I don't know any coding. I don't know how to write Spark SQL, but I don't need to go through any of that because I will click on the table which I'm interested in, and now I can go to the sheet, and it will auto detect all the fields which are in there, and the measures and the dimensions.
Okay.
So now I can go and start doing the BI on top of it. So I can say, so basically we are looking at, again, for context, we are looking at the crimes which happened in the city of Chicago all the way from 2001 until last week. They update on a regular basis.
Okay, yep.
6 million records. And what I can do is that I can say, look at the crime type. And the first time it takes actually some time because I have not cached the table. Otherwise, the second time it is pretty snappy.
Okay.
So now I said crime type, and I will group by, and I will say the number of records, and I drop it over here, and now it is doing a group by on the crime type. So now it will show you the crimes from 2001, and now you can say, oh, the theft, there has been like 1.2 million theft since 2001.
Okay.
Now you can go and look at other crime types that happened, burglary and others. So now, as you can see, like you can keep doing and building the visualization you want. I will give you another interesting point regarding Tableau. So if you notice, when I read the CSV file and stored it as a table, I picked all the columns all the fields as string.
Mm-hmm.
So although the arrest should be a Boolean, but I picked up as a string.
Yep.
The other thing is that there is the CSV file. It is not totally clean, so there are many fields missing in some rows. So when I said comma separated, like sometimes arrest gets the true and false, which it should get, but many of the times it picks the wrong value because one column was missing, so it read the next one or something like that. So now if I go and put arrest over here, you will see that it brings more than like the true and false. It brings all of this garbage in there because like sometimes it was picking like this public, private, and all of that.
Right.
But again, the power of Tableau, I can go and I say filter, and I know that I want to take out the garbage lines from the 6 million records I have.
Right.
So I will say just go and pick the one where I had the false. and the true, which should be here.
Okay.
And now it is looking at that. Now I can make it more interesting and I can say, put it over here as color thing. And now you have the fancy graph.
Yeah.
So I not only did BI, I did a little bit of data cleansing in here. So I filtered out all the garbage values that it picked up from the rows which were not formatted correctly.
Yep.
Then after I filtered it, I put it over there in the right box, and I have the nice visualization. And now I can easily start to get a lot of insights from this. I can say, interesting. The number of thefts are like more than a million, but the number of arrests are very small in terms of the percentage.
Right.
But if someone is doing narcotics, bad city to do the narcotics. Like, the likelihood of you getting
is
very, very high.
It's a good city to do theft in, apparently.
Let's not use it for that.
Not that we want you to do thefts, but...
So this is, again, an example of like the setup which I showed you in the notebook or writing the Hive. That happens once.
Right.
You have defined your schema once, and you have defined it as a table. And every day, as more data gets dropped, your business analyst in your company, whether it's one or multiple, will just open a BI tool like Tableau.
Yeah.
They will go and connect. They can visually explore all the data in there.
Okay, perfect. So what's interesting is that the setup for this was just one time, to set up your Spark cluster and then define the table, which applies a schema on read, right?
Yeah.
But at that point, it's, I could use any amount of, like Tableau or Power BI or any of these tools and have this great analytical capability throughout whatever BI tool I'm using, right?
That's correct. And we support multiple concurrent users.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, you set up your Spark cluster, and then you let your BI analyst just directly interact with it.
Now, what if they want to go back and say, hey, how do I change? What if I change? I've got my report. I've got, my visualization all set. What if I want to go back and make a change to the underlying?
So changing the data is pretty, as I said, the data actually is always changing. You get the daily reports and you keep dropping it in the right folder, and Spark will pick up from there.
Wait, what if I change the schema behind that, though?
If you change the schema, then basically you come in here, you hit the refresh, and the schema will get updated. And then if the report was using some of the old thing, again, like that value will not get updated that field is not
available.
Yeah,
so your report's not going to break. You'll just have to refresh your report. You're all ready to go.
Right. So basically, some of the areas which is like more in more deep down on the Tableau, it is less to do with Sparks. That's why I didn't cover it. Is like the level of caching that Tableau provides. So you can say I'm doing live query, which is I'm doing right now. You can say I'm doing cached query. So they cache the data.
Right.
And then they say, they will say, where do you want to cache the data? You want to cache it on the client, or you want to cache it on Tableau server?
Right. Okay.
And those knobs are really interesting. That now I have cached the data in Tableau server. I don't even care, even if the Spark cluster goes down.
Okay.
Now my reports are saved. They are versioned in a sense, and then I can share it with anyone.
Nice.
This is just what I showed was one of the path, which is the direct query path.
And how much really, which is interesting, how much would if I'm an analyst person, do I really need to know what's going on behind the scenes? Do I really need to know Spark and
No, basically, since we actually enabled it, we actually put up very interesting data sets, like even on our telemetry data, how people are using our service.
Yep.
I create the Spark cluster, define the table. All I send it is like, go and download this BI tool, and all you need to know is the name of the cluster.
Of the cluster. That's it.
Because once you created the cluster, remember when
so you had to put in the cluster name, but other than that, it listed your tables and the columns and things like
that. So basically, the server name on the top was the only thing, and from there, everything is auto discovery. So basically, I kept this. I clicked on the search, showed me the database. Yep. I clicked on the database, and
so the only thing you need to know is the
name of the
the name of the cluster.
Yeah.
Yep. Perfect. That's really interesting. Good. So I think one of the things that people are going to be really interested in, and I'd love to have you back again, would be how the whole notebook concept.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
I think that's an interesting one.
Right. So basically, as I said, we gave an overview in one of the previous ones, but I would love to show where, you can, for example, this is a query which, a similar query, which I said, you can do a select and you can do a group by, and then you can do filters and all that. and using interactive notebooks on top of it.
Yeah, and now back in Tableau, I think does anybody need to know? What if I wanted to be? How do I ask this? Could I actually write queries in here if I knew Hive, could actually write Hive in here to get granular and...
So basically interesting. So basically you asked that. So basically when you are actually connecting to your cluster, you see initial SQL.
Yep.
You can fire that up and then you can write it over here.
So I can really filter the data that's...
Yeah, so
the number of columns and the data that's actually coming back.
Right, so one purpose I use it for more often is that if Spark has the concept where you can say cache table and you can provide the name of the table, and it takes all of that data and cache it in memory.
Mm.
So then the interactive is, it becomes even more interactive.
Oh, nice.
So when I go and connect, I just pick the name of the table and I say cache table and name of the table.
Yeah.
And then that runs it on the server, and then the data is cached, and I even see better performance.
Oh, really?
This performance I was getting on 6 million rows without even any caching going on.
Right. Now, you also mentioned that you're coming from Crime, and Crime was a Parquet table.
So basically, the file which I uploaded was a CSV file.
Yeah, kind of a raw data.
Raw data, and then I converted that file into the, basically it is just sitting in my blobs Azure storage as a CSV file.
Yep.
So I uploaded that file and then from there I created a Parquet table and copied it into Parquet.
Yeah.
And again, like that was just
I think that's a different topic, how to get better performance out of. So when people actually use data like, tools like Tableau or Power BI or some of the others, how can they get better performance out of their visualization?
Yeah, that's the topic, again.
Completely different topic, but it'd be a good one to talk about.
Later. Sounds good.
Awesome. Hey, so thanks for coming.
Thank you very much for having me.
I think this is great because it allows people to say, hey, I don't need to know what's behind the scenes, but those that are using Tableau or other data visualization tools, how do I start getting access and doing analytics on this data using tools, like Tableau.
Yep, that's right.
Awesome. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
All right, everybody, thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.
Thanks.